This is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break Ray on news. VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Three people were arrested in clashes with police outside a Donald Trump rally in San Diego, California. Thousands of demonstrators had gathered outside the rally at the Civic Center in San Diego. Authorities said that three people were arrested, including one for trying to climb over a railing. But the protests were mostly peaceful, and there was none of the violence and mass arrests seen at Trump rallies in other cities. Earlier, in Fresno, California, the presumptive Republican nominee told a cheering crowd he could solve the state's water crisis.
And I've heard this from other friends of mine in California, where they have farms up here, and they don't get water. I said, oh, that's too bad. Is it a drought? No, we have plenty of water. I said, what's wrong? Well, we shove it out to sea. And I said, why? And nobody even knows why. And the environmentalists don't know why. Now, they're trying to protect a certain kind of three-inch fish.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton met with community and school leaders in Oakland, California, Friday to speak about social issues facing urban communities. U.S. Special Forces in Syria, who were wearing patches of a Kurdish fighting group, have been ordered to remove them. Coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said for Special Forces units to wear patches of the People's Protection Unit, known as the YPG, on a U.S. military uniform was not authorized.
The bottom line and the important thing is that the situation has been corrected and that we have communicated to our allies that such conduct was inappropriate and it was unauthorized.
Turkey, a NATO ally, considers these Kurdish forces fighting Islamic State to be terrorists and expressed anger over photos of the patches. This is VOA News. Iraqi security forces fired tear gas as thousands of protesters gathered in central Baghdad Friday and attempted to enter the so-called Green Zone. For the second week in a row, demonstrators, many of them supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, breached a barbed wire barrier and attempted to pull down the concrete walls surrounding the international zone, which contains the main Iraqi government offices. Last week, demonstrators forced their way into the Green Zone and stormed Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's office before being driven out by security forces. At least four people were killed and dozens injured. Meanwhile, the U.S. military says the Islamic State's top military commander in Fallujah, Iraq, is among 70 militants killed in coalition airstrikes. A coalition spokesman says that more than 20 strikes have been carried out in the past few days, and Maher al-Bilawi, a commander of Islamic State fighters in Fallujah, was killed 2 days ago. More than 100 health experts have called on the World Health Organization to consider whether the Rio de Janeiro Olympics should be canceled because of the threat of the Zika virus. In a letter to the WHO, 150 experts said the Brazilian strain of the virus harms health in ways that science has never seen before. It said that holding the Olympics in Rio poses an unnecessary risk to the more than 500,000 foreign tourists expected to attend the Games. Meanwhile, the International Olympic Committee says 23 competitors from the London Games have failed doping tests. The IOC said it retested 265 samples from London using more sophisticated scientific methods. It found the positive tests in athletes from five different sports and six countries. The retests focused on athletes who are hoping to compete in this year's Games in Rio. The IOC had previously retested 454 samples from the 2008 Games in Beijing. It found 31 positive test results, 14 of them from Russia.
2-1-0. Liftoff of the Falcon 9.
For the third straight time, a SpaceX rocket has successfully lifted off, deployed its cargo, and landed on a barge in the Atlantic Ocean. The Falcon 9 rocket with a Thaicom 8 communications satellite for Thailand took off from Cape Canaveral Friday. It successfully placed the satellite into orbit and then landed on a barge about 643 kilometers off the coast just 8 minutes later. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's VOA. One. All the hits and more right here on VOA 1.
Watch it.
Scheduled to sing with Jennifer Nettles on the season finale of The Voice on Tuesday. Here he is now, Pillow Talk on the hits, VOA 1.
It's a paradise.
for you, body for me, body for us, bodies together. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you.
Right here
on VOA 1.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop.
With Justin Timberlake and the new number one single in the U.S., Can't Stop the Feeling. That is Justin's first Hot 100 champ since way back in 2007. Welcome back, Justin. Coming up, I have the Neighborhood, All-American Rejects, and Ellie Goulding right here on the hits, VOA 1.
You and those little highway station. out your face. Put my finger on your tongue cause you love to taste, yeah. These hearts adore everyone the other beats hard is for. Inside this place is warm.
Love. And where's that shiny car? And did it ever get you
McDonald with Lights. That was Ellie Goulding's breakout U.S. hit from 2011. It's still one of my favorites. Thanks for listening to all our hits right here on VOA1.